Ripple and SBI launch RLUSD in Japan. After JFSA approval, Ripple and SBI Group have launched RLUSD, Ripple's dollar-pegged stablecoin, in Japan after clearing approval from the Japan Financial Services Agency, JFSA. The two companies confirmed the rollout on June 25, 2026, and said the token is available to both institutional and retail users from launch. That dual availability is the part that matters. Japan runs one of the strictest stablecoin regimes among major markets, and very few foreign-issued tokens have made it through to ordinary users. Getting RLUSD in front of retail customers, not just licensed institutions, marks a real opening rather than a limited pilot. A regulated path into a closed market, Japan rewrote its stablecoin rules in 2023, restricting issuance to licensed banks, trust companies, and registered money transfer agents. The framework was built to keep dollar tokens out unless they came through a domestically supervised channel. That is why the SBI partnership is doing the heavy lifting here. SBI Group is the regulated entity bringing RLUSD onshore under Japanese oversight, while Ripple supplies the underlying stablecoin. The structure matters for anyone weighing counterparty risk. A stablecoin distributed through a JFSA-supervised partner sits inside a defined legal perimeter, with reserve and redemption expectations attached, rather than circulating as an offshore token users hold on trust. For a market that watched the FTX collapse freeze customer balances, supervised distribution is a selling point in itself. RLUSD is backed by cash and short-term U.S. treasuries and has been positioned by Ripple as an institutional settlement asset since its own launch. Japan adds a large payments-heavy economy to its list of approved venues and a partner in SBI that already runs exchange, brokerage, and banking arms. The cross-border case for a dollar token in Japan, a dollar-pegged coin in Japan, reads oddly at first glance, but the demand is real on the cross-border side. Japanese institutions settling trades, moving funds between regional offices, or accessing dollar liquidity have leaned on slow correspondent banking. A regulated dollar stablecoin gives them an on-chain settlement leg that runs outside banking hours. This also lands days after SBI's separate move toward a regulated yen stablecoin. The two efforts are not in conflict. A yen token serves domestic settlement, and a dollar token serves cross-border flows, and SBI is positioning itself to sit on both rails. Ripple, for its part, has been collecting approvals across jurisdictions, including preliminary MICA clearance for EU-wide services. The spending and card angle, stablecoins, are the funding layer underneath a growing share of crypto cards, so a new regulated dollar token in Japan is worth tracking, even if RLUSD never appears on a card directly today. Most stablecoin-funded cards let users hold a dollar balance and spend it at the point of sale, converting only when a transaction settles. A JFSA-approved RLUSD expands the menu of dollar value that Japanese users can legally hold, which is the precondition for any future card integration. For now, no card program has announced RLUSD support, and readers in Japan should treat this as an infrastructure milestone rather than a new spending product. The token clearing regulatory review is step one. A card issuer choosing to settle in it would be a separate decision, and none has been confirmed. The timing is notable against a weak tape. As of June 25, 2026, the broader market sits in extreme fear, with XRP trading near $1.07, down about 3.3% on the day, and Bitcoin around $60,161. Stablecoin expansion tends to move on regulatory calendars rather than spot prices, which is why approvals like this one keep landing even during a sell-off.